Oh, no, no, I ain't gonna tell you that. I will not be there. I said, and even if I got up and felt able to ride over there and back, I wouldn't be there no how, because there'll be 100 there. And I said, my doctor told me to stay out of crowds. Stay away from church, stay away from funeral, stay away from anywhere where there's a big crowd, because he said if there's any kind of disease there, and your white count down low as it is, it'll jump right on you, and then what are you going to do? He said, you better try to avoid it. And if anybody comes to your house that's got a cold, just the minute you find it out, get clean away from them. Don't stay where they are. I went in up there and had a Kleenex in my hand 2 weeks ago. I carry one a whole lot, just getting a habit of having it and holding it in my hand. He said, I don't know what you got that thing in your hand for. Have you got a runny nose? I said, no, I ain't got a runny nothing. That's just what I told him. And he said, well, what are you doing that? I said, now, how many times did you get after me in the hospital about holding one? I said, it's just a habit I guess I got. He said, you ain't had no fever, have you? Asked me this morning. I said, no, I had nothing. I ain't been sick a minute. I am not sick. I don't tell nobody. I'm sick. I'm just lifeless. That's all. I eat just like a starved pig. Now, Billy and Harry will be down Friday evening. Oh, they were so good to me, sweet pea. They come to that hospital. And they just kept me in fruit, apples and oranges and banana and candy and grapes and bring stuff over there. And they were so good all the time. They really were good now. And one night, Doris came home one Friday evening and left Donald Faye to stay up there Friday night and Saturday night so she could come home and do some washing and cook a little for Jeff and Don and everything. See, Doris stayed up there the whole 6 months,
yeah,
day and night now, only when Donald Faye had stayed maybe two nights. And I just got so deathly sick. I just vomited and vomited. And poor little old Harry. Billy didn't come that night. It was just Harry. He didn't know what in the world to do. He'd say, oh, Big Mama, what can I do? I said, well, honey, go in there and get a wash rag with it and come bathe my face a little. He went there and come back with about half of the towel wet. Said there wasn't any rag. I just got the towel. Oh, I was so sick. And it wasn't nothing either when I'd take those platelets for my, have 3-4 riggers and my fever go 104 and 5. I had that so many times. But I guess I'm still got them all full, cause he just gave me 3 weeks to live when I went in there. But I told him, I said, well, I'm just not gonna die now. I didn't come up here to die, and it ain't my time to die, and I'm not gonna die. And Tad told him way long after that, Tad said, you just don't know how tough my mama is. He said, I'm a beginning to find it out. Another day he said something to me, and I said, well, maybe the older I get, the tougher I get. He said, I'm finding it out. Alma? Ain't no telling where he is, but now.
He let the chickens out a while ago.
I know it, but I heard him back in there. He brought the eggs in the rig.
How many chickens do you have?
I don't have a one. All we got them chickens, little bitty bitties, that about 2 weeks after I went in the hospital last August and raised them. And we put about 50 of them in it. He got 100. Put more than that. I mean people around here come in and helped him put about 50 of them in the deep freeze fryers. And he had 18, but two of them died. Now, one of them died and left him 17. He killed 3 last week. And he told me yesterday he wanted to kill another, and he said, I got to get another one away from there because there's 13 out there, and I can't stand that. I said, good God. Oh, I'm ashamed to tell anybody, you that big old superstitious Lord. I said, the 13. Her teeth don't bother me. And when he drug and drug and went here and me telling him, oh, well, you got a hernia. It ain't a thing anywhere but a hernia. I've had two of them now and two operations, I know. Well, we got up here one Monday morning and he just kept me sick all the time of grunting and going on and taking on with his shoulder and all. He had thyroid. No, he had the...
Prostate.
Huh?
Oh, bursitis.
No, that ain't what he said to me. Anyhow, I said, you going to the doctor this morning? I said, now you can just go clean up and get ready. I said, now you go out there and get shot in your shoulder and you tell the doctor. You tell that doctor that I said to, for him to strictly examine you for hernia, that I said that you had a hernia, that I'd had too, and I said that's what's meant, prostate trouble. What he went in that hospital twice up yonder and they made all kind of pictures and tests and everything, cost him over $400 and didn't do a darn thing. And I said, it's nothing on earth over but a hernia. Now believe you me, I've had two and I know. You ain't got no prostate, it's hernia. So he went out there and told Dr. Taylor what I said, and he got on the table and Dr. Taylor told him yes, and he said, you come in the hospital Wednesday morning and we'll go give you the test. We'll operate on you Thursday morning. That's the day the man will be here from Shreveport to operate. Oh, my God, I said I can't be operated on Thursday. My darling.
You know that ice thing? We took it out for you and put it in the bowl.
What did you say?
What ice thing, honey?
The thing that
she took out a tray and put it in the bowl.
Oh, an ice tray?
Yeah.
Put the ice in the bowl?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's okay, isn't it? She took out some ice cubes and put them in a bowl.
Well, that's all right.
He wouldn't be operated on.
Yes, he was, too. I said, that don't make one. And, you know, I had to go then on Thursday to the doctor. They'd go operate on him at 8 o'clock that morning. And when me and Tad went through there, I said, well, I guess they got all asleep now. Of course, I had to go right on to my doctor. And when we come back through, Tad run up there to the side of the hospital and he said, Mama, you gonna try to get out and I'll help you in there. And to see Oval, I said, oh my God, no, I ain't gonna try to get out. I was sure enough nearly dead then. And I said, Oval's he boy able to come out here this car and see me. And he got out and running there and he wasn't gone. About 10 minutes he come back and said, oh, he's doing just fine, lying up there laughing, talking. I said, I told you he's more able to come to see me than I was him. And I never did see him the whole time he was in that hospital. I never did even go or nothing. I told Dr. Quinney today, I said, y'all gonna bleed me to death out here. First news I know you want me back in that hospital to be giving blood transfusions. Y'all take so much blood from me. I said, what the devil y'all need with three and four of them little old things of blood every time I come up here. One ought to be enough. Oh, you, me and him has it round and around.
You give a bad time, don't you?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I come home out of the hospital, he gave me a prescription for some pills. I told Don to go down at the drugstore and get them. Don's the one come after me, and Don took it and went down there. And when he come back, I said, did you pay for them? He said, no, they wouldn't let me. They said they'd be put on your hospital bill. I aimed to pay Don, you know, for them. Well, come on, when I got my pills, he said, take home medicine, $65. Well, I just like to kill me. And I said, surely the God, that 100 little bitty old tablets didn't cost no $65. So when I went back up there the next Thursday, I was going on Thursday. I first went on Thursday and then Wednesday. Now I've been going every Monday for 2 months. I just carried that bill. Well, he said I didn't know they were that high to anything in the world I can do about it. He said, I ain't got one thing the more than you have to do with what that drugstore over there charges to their medicine. He said, I don't get near a penny out of it. No way. Well, they just laughed me. 30 days, that's all. Take three every morning now before you eat. And there's 100. So that's 90, and he'd been making me take 3 1/2. He cut 1/2 in 2 and 3 1/2 every morning. And so I said, well, Dr. Quinney, I ain't got for about 4 more of them old tablets. What are you going to do? Well, he said, I'm going to give you another prescription. I said, well, why can't I just carry this bottle? I brought it. I don't want to have to pay for a prescription, too. No, he said, I'm going to give you a prescription. There's a drugstore right downstairs here in this building. I said, well, I know right where it's at. I'll pass it every day going and coming to the lab. I know exactly where it is. Well, he said, you carry it down there and have it filled, and we'll see what they charge. Well, I couldn't even stand up, though, and so we come on down on the elevator and got out there, and there's a wheelchair sitting there, and I said, Don carried me. I said, I'll just sit down here in this wheelchair, and I gave Don the prescription and gave him $65, gave him 3 20s and a 5 to go in there and get the pills. And he went in there, and he just gone, and I could see him. I looked through there, and I saw him standing up there turning one of them things, looking at cards. Well, he come, and I said, my God, it took him a long time. He said, well, he's busy, and I had to wait. And he said, and then he counted them. I saw him standing there counting them. He said, but you gave me too much money. Well, he gave me back a 20 and a 5 and 2 1s and a quarter, which was 27 and a quarter. I said, but Don, how many of the tablets did you get? Well, he said, I don't know. I didn't stand there and watch him count them. I don't have any. Well, the first thing we done when we come home, we poured them out and counted them, and there was 100. $27 and a quarter cheaper when I'll swear you can stand outside and throw a rock on the drugstore. Well, when I went back the next week, I just politely carried that back. And I said, now I want to show you the difference. I said, in that blame slaughterhouse over here. And this one right down here. He said, well, I don't see how they could be that much difference. I said, but you see the end. Because he said, I got lots of patients taking them. And he said, I'm glad you brought it and showed me, so I'll certainly send them down here to visit.
Yeah.
And I've been paying that ever since. I've been saving $27 a quarter every month on them. Now, that's ridiculous, ain't it?
Well, it sure is.
And them shots cost you about $50-something dollars every...
What? Up there,
them shots and
when I
lab.
Go up there and get my full treatment, my shots, and see that. Now, he charged me $19 for what he done today, and I'll tell you what he done. He charges me $15 when I walk in that darn office if he don't do nothing to say good morning. And then he charges me $4 to look at that blood test. I got in at 9, and he sees me at 10, gives him an hour to get it up there to him. Mm-hmm. They're in the same building. And that's what it cost me. That's him. And then this lab mess, every time she gets a little blood, that's $5 right there. And then when they send it over online, now he taking a bone marrow test 3 weeks ago today, and they send it over online to have it tested. They don't test it there nowhere. Been doing that all the time. And come in there that morning. He said, well, are you ready? I said, yes, I'm ready. I'm waiting on you, and I want you to get it over with as quick as you can. I said, I guess you know how many this is I've had. And he said, yeah, 8 or 10. I said, this is 11. I got 10 in the hospital, and this is the first one I've had since the 27th day of January. I got mine the 27th of January before you let me come home the 30th. I went to my book and looked. And he charges $75 to get that bone marrow test, and then there's 4 doctors over there together online, and every one of them devils charges me $10 a piece. It's 40 to examine that bone marrow test. Now, you know that's just out of this world. It's going to be more doctors in hell, and they'll have room for them, telling you the truth. Well, it's the truth. Now, like Dr. Quinney, he's just as good and nice and sweet to me and has all the way through as he can be. He's been that way. And I do believe he's done everything he knew to do for me. He's even been in my room at 12 o'clock at night and everything when I was so bad off. But I'm like Larry Slade, Eloise's Larry. He says he is out of reason on his charges. And he is. He don't charge for what he does. He just charges for what he knows. That's it. And that hospital up there, I don't know about it. I got a bill from $31,000, and Doris went down and told them wherever they straightened out August and September, we was going to pay some, and we ain't never heard another word. Not another word have we heard yet. They long time straightening it out.
They get mixed up, your bill?
Well, I had Medicare and Medicaid in August and September. And they cut it out the last day of September. I didn't have no more after September. And they didn't get nothing out of none of it. They didn't try. They didn't do a thing about it. And Doris said, well, y'all got all the papers and everything. And when you get that straightened out, why, you can send us another bill. And we ain't heard another word. And I said, I don't give a darn if I never hear one. I hope they lost the memoir.
There you go.
I hope they lost the old bit of it. But no, I'll get one. Yeah, I ain't worried about not
how
hearing.
How much do you owe Dr. Quinton now?
I don't know how much you owe him now. I ain't had a bill
well,
from
him. Well, looks like you'd send another bill since Dr. gave him a check for $1,000.
Well,
like
I ain't had... No, I don't get one. I'll get one first August.
Well, he never asked one...
He never has mentioned money. No way in this world to me, Dr. Quinton. Never has even...
Never mentioned money, no way.
Of course, that his nurse in there, his she sends out those statements, but she don't send me one once a month.
Is he a blood specialist?
Yeah.
Would that be a hematologist or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Brett goes to, a hematologist. She treats leukemia patients too. His doctor does. It's a she.
Different, any kind of blood.
Well, we got a she up there too. Dr. Hahn.
H-A-H-N. Yeah. Yeah, she's. Dr. Myers is real good. You know,
She don't bill.
Well, in fact,
we don't have any. Dr. Hahn's good. Now, when Dr. Quinton was off, Dr. Hahn took over with me, the woman doctor. But she's good, and she's nice. She's a good, nice, friendly doctor.
Yeah.
But she's a lot older than Dr. Quinton now.
Oh, she's older.
Yeah, Dr. Quinton ain't but 34. My Lord, no. Pretty soon now, and... When school's out, she's finishing, she'll be a doctor, Dr. Quinton's wife.
What is she going to do?
She's going in with him.
On the same thing he's...
I'm on a... Yeah.
Boy, they'll make you money when she gets the treatment.
And they spend a lot of it, too. They have to, because they keep a woman there day and night. They got three children, three babies. I said, Dr. Quinton, I wish I could see these babies of yours. He said, maybe sometime I can arrange it where I can have her to bring them over here when I know you'll be here. Let you see them.
That'd be nice.
I wish she'd had time to have three babies and become a doctor.
Well, she just had it and was off about a week, went right back because she's had that woman there that I'll bet she never put a diaper on one. And they're
I wouldn't want to. I don't think I'd want to have them if I couldn't take care of them with you.
Well, no, I love them and
yeah.
Have them.
I love them young.
Yeah. I told her the other day when I seen that paper where that woman had all five of them. I said, don't you wish you'd have five like Doris when you had her? Five girls like Doris and fine babies of mine. Boy, she just got all of them.
He just kills me. I told him, I said, you ain't got that sense. And what, you's the devil, you think I'd have wanted to be 5?
I did.
I know, you'd have wanted 15. That wouldn't have been nothing to you.
Wouldn't it have been fine?
No. It wouldn't have been none of them no finer than the rest. Nobody else.
That's dark.
She's a bit finer than Tad and Lynn and Lance, Bernard and Al, and none of them.
Well, no, the egg is in the earth. There's artificial egg in there. You know, big bags. Why do you eat them? What was she calling it? And, what's this? I just told him, I said, that's a snake egg. I jumped on and said, you're not there, boy. And man, he just had a fit. He like scared him to death. Snake.
Oh, you quit scaring them that way. They ain't nothing, that ain't funny to nobody but you.
He's kind of funny to Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Brad like that.
Were you scared of that old hen when you went in there and she went trying to run out?
Yeah, she flew up.
She flew up still trying to get out. She was
you remember
scared
when Brad carried his bucket and went out down in the pea patch with
him? Yes, yes.
Well, he had a piece about that long and that big old stick peppermint candy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, about 3 or 4 days or a week after y'all left, I told Orville, I says, here's poor little Brett's tracks, look at him along here, and went on down a piece. I said, Orville, looky here. And I picked up his piece of candy. I said, here's Brett's piece of candy here.
You lost your candy out there.
Out there in the pee-pee.
I never knew.
You remember when you got that tick on him?
Yeah.
Maybe you have to pick some peas tomorrow, boy.
I ain't never seen a lack of peas in my life on the vines. He's out there.
They ain't ready to pick them, are they?
No, there may be just a few. But I ain't never seen as many peas in my life on vines. But just a little, I bet you there's a, you know, 1,000 bushels out there.
Oh, that ain't that many. Golly. Mary told me not for last when she called to tell him she sure wanted a bushel when they got ready. Said she'd be out of school Friday week, I believe. She'll be through with her 30 hours over a master's.
Yeah.
And she's coming. And she said, I can't buy these peas down here. She said, they cost too much. $8.50 a bushel. And I said, who in the devil would pay that? She said, tell Miss Alva not to go sell them peas for no $4 a bushel up there now. They're $8.50 a bushel. And I told her, I said, well, if they get ready before you come, I ain't got nowhere to put nothing. My boxes is all full anyhow, I said, you. But we'll bring them, and I can sit down and shell peas, and I can sit down and bag them and fix them, and we can put them in Mr. Adams's box till you come and you can get them. No, you ain't going to do it. I wouldn't have one of them big mouth. You get out there and try to do that. I said, it won't hurt me a bit to sit down and shell them. My hands, my arms gives out. Well, there ain't no stress in them, but my breath a little out and gone. You know what that is?
Snuff box.
That's Dawn's pills.
Is that what that is? Looks like snuff box.
Now, Sweet Pea, you know you never seen a snuff box like that in your life.
Well, I didn't know.
She's got snuff in there.
Well, it's still snuff box if she got snuff in it.
I'm telling y'all right now, you'll soon have another grown daughter, Doris. Oh. How old is she?
13.
How old is Tracy? A breath?
11. He'll be 11 next
week. I told you he's 10 or 11.
He'll be 11 in August.
Arbor said, I better move this old gun out of here if that bar's big enough to... I said, what do you mean he's 10 or 11 year old?
Oh, I had the old double barrel loaded, didn't I? Sitting right
up there. He shot a shotgun.
And we locked these doors, you know, and afraid somebody would come in and try to rob us like they've been doing all around here.
Rob us? You mean kill us? They wouldn't get nothing.
Well, they would. I'm saying they got $3 or $4.
Well, I had $4 in mind, but if they'd have got it, they wouldn't have got nothing. Of course, I'd have hated for them to stole it from me.
Well, they usually, though, they do hurt somebody or something when they come in.
I don't know where I think that is.
I got Mary Ruth and Orville's sister Lou a birthday card. Doris did. I didn't get out of the car. She stopped and went in. And wherever it was, she went in. I believe she went in at Kroger's today and got her groceries. And she said, well, they didn't have nothing to choose from, Mama. I just had to take what I could get. I said, well, just take it. I'll send it to them, and they can just well to be satisfied with it. And she got the sugar. She she said, now, Doc, I strictly don't want to pay over 2.5 sack for that sugar. And she said, it's 2.25 sack. She said, I couldn't get 100 pound, though, Mama. I could have got 100, but you have to carry your own groceries out of Kroger's to your car. And I never would have got all that sugar out there. I can get there for 50 next Monday, maybe, she said, because I can't. I couldn't carry all that, and besides that, it'd been too much, because she had to have everything she's sticking that back to that store down yonder. She brings all that car, it just bump, bump, bump all the way home. I said, you sure got this car loaded down. I was glad she didn't get the other 50 pounds.
Makes a lot of difference.
Yes, after it's done loading, anyhow.
Sure does. Makes a lot of difference.
Oh, you ain't got near watermelon?
Yeah, two little ones in there.
Huh?
The two little ones in there. Plenty of cantaloupe.
I don't know cantaloupe.
Plenty of cold.
Let's go eat some watermelon. I'm hungry.
Let's go.
Did Daddy
go through here and put up the pen and throw that thing in the trash?
What
that's that old van